These are objectives for today. I want to talk about these types of contributions from the standpoint of the financial reporting. So a different way to look at them, but they really dovetail with what John talked about in terms of getting things down on paper. One of the important things to know about me is I am an auditor. I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you advice. I can just tell you what I'm looking for as an auditor in terms of evidence. So when John talks about these things that need to be in writing, need to be decided, need to be clear and simple, because you're talking about auditors here, those are just so important to then taking what the donor has given you and putting it in your financial statements and communicating your financial position to people who are interested in your financial statements. Okay? Net assets. One of the challenges of every not-for-profit is the equity section. How do you portray an equity section of an entity that has no shareholders and that has no owners? So, who are the stakeholders of a not-for-profit organization? And in the early 90s, the Financial Accounting Standards Boards came out with a scheme for presenting the equity or the net asset section of a not-for-profit organization. And they defined your net assets as being permanently restricted, temporarily restricted, or unrestricted. Now, that gives readers some clarity as to what the net assets of your organization are available for. Your permanently restricted ones are restricted in perpetuity for a particular purpose. Usually that's going to be your endowment where you are investing.